It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. 50 years ago this week, on July 25th, 1965, a young folk singer named Bob Dylan took the stage at the Newport Folk Festival and transformed himself from a defender of the folk tradition into a leader of a new breed of popular musician, the rock and roll troubadour. This year's Newport Folk Festival kicks off tomorrow, and it will include a tribute to this moment in rock and roll history. It was Dylan's Declaration of Independence from the folk purists who sought to keep him true to their vision.
Well, I try my best to be just like I am, but everybody wants you to be just like them. They say sing while you slave, I just get bored.
More than anything, it was that guitar played by Mike Bloomfield of the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, loud and distorted, that disturbed many in the audience that Sunday night. I asked George Ween, the founder of the Newport Folk Festival, how he remembers the reaction.
Thank you very much.
People were shocked, and some of the pro-sound people would be saying after the fact that people were cheering for Dylan and the sound. But in actuality, if people were cheering, you couldn't hear them because they'd be blotted out by the boos for the music that was happening. People really were upset.
I reached Ween at his New York City apartment to talk about that long-ago festival and to ask him what all the fuss was about. Ween says you have to understand just what Bob Dylan meant to the folk music scene at the time.
Dylan was such an idol at our folk festival, Blowing in the Wind and all those wonderful songs that he wrote. He was part of the festival. If there were three leading figures, he was one of the leading figures. Pete Seeger, Joan Baez, Peter, Paul, and Mary, I mean, they were the people that established one of the great musical events in history.
And history was made again the night Dylan went electric. History and myth. I asked Ween about the story that Pete Seeger grabbed an axe and charged off to sever the sound cables to put an end to the sonic blasphemy. Not so, says Ween.
I don't know where that started. It was all jive. Pete was in a car just a few hundred yards from the stage. And I went back to see Pete. He says, George, can you do anything about that sound? I says, too late, Pete. There's nothing we can do.
That was Sunday night, the last night of the festival, but there had already been tension. I especially wanted to get Ween's take on a famous brawl that took place on Saturday between Albert Grossman, who managed the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, and Alan Lomax, folklorist and musicologist and a main architect of the folk revival. Lomax had made some disparaging remarks on stage about the Butterfield Band, and Grossman was not pleased.
Well, they came up stage, and Grossman challenged him. How could you say that? The next thing I know, I wasn't there. I heard all about it. They were rolling on the ground, two big guys, two older guys, you know, middle-aged guys, rolling on the ground, fighting and swearing and yelling at each other. We had to break it up. I wasn't there, as I say. The people around had to break it up. You talk about tensions. That was tense.
Ultimately, it was that recurring tension between the old and the new that erupted across the country in the fight over civil rights and the Vietnam War and sparked a generation of change. Now nearing 90, Ween sounds wistful as he recalls that July night in 1965 when Bob Dylan came off the stage after his electric set and was asked to go back out there to play something acoustic for the faithful who wanted their idol back. He did, but there was no going back.
Bobby came off, and I said, Bobby, you got to go back and sing an acoustic song. He said, I don't have a guitar. I turned around, I said, anybody have a guitar for Dylan? And like in the folk festival, 20 guitars went up in the air. So Bobby did take a guitar and did go back, and I think he sang It's All Over Now, Baby Blue. But that basically is the story. He came off the stage, and folk music was never the same again. now folk festival is never the same.
Wayne says the festival waned in popularity over the next few years. Bob Dylan steered clear for decades, but recently Newport Folk has enjoyed a comeback. And the festival regularly sells out now as crowds flock to Fort Adams State Park to hear music that is a celebration of the old and the new. And in that way, a tribute to that night in 1965 when Dylan went electric. Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.